Hot 91.1, streaming now, hot91.com.au. We are the Hot Breakfast. It's Sam Coward and Narissa Pace at 8.23.
And we're joined now in the studio by one of Australia's most influential politicians and public figures, Pauline Hanson. Good morning to you.
Good morning. I like that intro, the most influential.
Well, you do hold a fairly important position now.
I was actually one of the top 100 most influential people of the 20th century from the Bulletin magazine. That was a few years ago. I don't feel it, but anyway, I'll take the credit.
Well, congratulations for getting a seat in the Senate.
Thanks. No, that's wonderful. It's been 18 years that I've actually been trying and trying and trying. Persistent.
Yeah, well, you're definitely a stubborn woman.
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
you're back in the.
No worries.
You're back in the chair now. 20 years ago, as you said, you know, they cheered and jeered as you left Parliament. How have they welcomed you back?
Was it interesting?
I'll have to come back and tell you that because we haven't been down to Parliament. We're not being sworn in until 30th of August.
Oh, silly me.
The polls haven't been declared.
Of course, yet. Yeah. We heard this morning the seat of Herbert had only just been decided. Yeah. So yeah, they're still doing stuff.
And the Senate hasn't been declared across the country. So they've only finalised. I think it's Tasmania. So the rest of them will happen this week.
Are you expecting a warm welcome when you do get sworn in?
Please explain.
Now, one of the things, though, like this is a long time coming. Obviously, not only your reintroduction back into Parliament, but since the election, it was the longest election ever. Now it's been a longer drawn out process to get in there. When does the payroll kick in? Are you on the payroll already? Are you getting paid by the government?
No, I pulled out the credit card yesterday when I flew the plane up to. Well, I didn't fly. James flew the plane up to Childers yesterday. So no, it's all out of my. I'm still on my credit card.
That's
no worries.
Cool.
Well, I have no idea. Yeah. That's the least of my worries.
Well, you still have the fish and chip shop in Ipswich, so you make...
No, I saw that 20 years ago.
Was it really 20 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Holy moly.
Yeah, 20 years ago since I was in Parliament.
Wowzers. Yeah. We don't want to talk politics, but we do have one question which relates to your history. So your first husband was a refugee.
Polish
refugee.
After the Second World War, came out here with his mother. She was actually in a concentration camp. So she came out here and he was six at the time. Yeah, for a new way of life.
Yeah, okay.
And she was very, she was a lovely lady, really was. And they became Australian.
Mm.
They just blended in. She couldn't speak the English, but she actually learnt English and...
Do you find now that, I mean, a lot of people ask you questions and a lot of people are, you know, because your stance is quite strong on certain things, are you finding that you're saying things that a lot of people don't have the guts to say? Or are you finding that there's more and more people are saying, no, Pauline, you're just wrong?
All I can say to you is have a look at the election result and they're still shaking their heads about it. They can't understand. I don't think they're in touch with the average person out there.
Mm.
If I was so out of touch with the Australian people, I would not have got the vote that I did.
Mm.
People want to be heard and they want to have a voice, and I don't think the major political parties understand it. We've heard too much from the minorities who have their own agenda, and we have political correctness has shut us down. Let's open up. Let's have a debate. If you listen to what I'm saying, I'm raising issues that I believe need to be debated on. We have a right to have a say, have an opinion. Don't shut us down.
No, I definitely agree with that, but I do think that some of your stuff is quite inflammatory and could be inciting... Well, you know, the Anti-Discrimination Commissioner, he reckons that you could potentially be helping to create a new wave of racially fueled hatred and division in Australia because
of
your...
Well, that's wrong, because I'm not targeting anyone. I'm talking about issues that we need to discuss about it. And if people feel safe and they feel quite comfortable the way our country is going, that's fine. But I don't, and a lot of the other people don't.
Mm.
And you can't shut someone down from debating the issue.
No, we're definitely a democracy.
We clearly have problems in this country. Mm. So,
what are you doing on the sunny coast? What are you here and what are you doing while you're here?
Well, actually, I've been up, I went to a function at Caloundra on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. Then I've actually been to Childers Festival yesterday, so flew up there.
You're stealing newspapers?
Yeah, what's that all about?
Tell us what happened. Oh, God, no. I felt so embarrassed. I went to have coffee at Mio
Spazio's,
yes, this morning. great coffee.
Just at Cotton Tree, yeah?
Yes, and Cotton Tree, that's right. I've been there before, actually, a few times.
Did you steal the newspaper
and
then?
I can't believe it. I walked out and I said, I can't believe it. I'm in the car coming here. And I've stolen their newspaper. So listen, anyone, if you're going to go there and have a cup of coffee, and I highly recommend it, please tell them Pauline Hanson apologises for stealing your newspaper and I will pay you for it.
Just so we're clear, that's not a breach of any parole violations, is it, for you? You're not going back to the slammer?
Don't go there, Sam.
So, Sam, should we get Pauline? You know how there's the mean tweets thing that Jimmy Kimmel does?
Yes, Jimmy Kimmel.
Pauline, you don't have your glasses. You don't have your specs with you today, do you, your spectacles?
No, I haven't.
So are you able to read well without your spectacles?
Let's have a look. This is mean tweets. This is our version
this
of
is
mean
what
tweets.
Some people have tweeted about Pauline Hanson.
Oh, you're trying to ban the religion of half the Australian nation. Wake up, right?
Yeah, that's charming. Okay. A lot of people have that view.
What about that next one?
What's your next one?
Well, I'm trying to get over that one. You know, because
but this is the thing.
I'm trying to work that one out.
Well, you wrote a tweet a while ago. Turnbull is a former banker and a barrister, performer trained to articulate to the jury. And then XPA for Clive responded with the tweet, that next tweet there. Can you read that next one for us?
I think racist, xenophobic is an unkind slur upon you. I prefer illuminator of low-hanging fruit. Look, I can't.
What about that last one?
That's from Clive Palmer's idea. That says a lot.
One, Pauline, that last one there we've got for you. What's that one say?
I'm going to say feather pants, right.
Fanta pants. Yeah, have you ever heard that before? Someone calls it?
No, I've never heard that before.
Wow.
What is happening to our generation?
Crazy.
God, you're all lost at
Okay, now. Finally, a few easy ones. Pauline Hanson, Skittles or Smarties?
Oh, Smarties.
Okay. Are you a scruncher or a folder, Pauline?
Oh.
It's a big question here at Hot 91.
It is. God.
To think about it.
It's a toughie.
Just sort of autopilot.
Just when the swearing in ceremony happened soon, that might be one of the questions they ask you before you have to put your hand on the Bible.
Folder.
Okay. Yeah. What about Chico Roll or Dim Sim?
I prefer my father's Dim Sims. He used to make the chicken rolls.
Ooh.
Beer or wine?
I like a beer.
And briefs or G-string?
Oh, no, briefs, please.
All the big questions have been answered.
I'm actually comfort at my age of life. Thank you very much.
Well, there you have it. Pauline Hanson, thank you so much for joining us in here today. It's been a hoot and all the best with your campaign.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Thanks for coming on the show. Michelle's in the newsroom next. Hot 91.1.
Everywhere you look, there's Pokemon popping up all over the coast. And Hot 91 knows exactly where to find them. Join us this Sunday for the Hot 91 Card House Pokemon Go Walk. Meet at 10 a.m. at the Card House in Ocean Street, Maroochydore. Come walk with us as we catch and release a stack of Pokemon. Don't miss it. The Hot 91.1 Card House Pokemon Go Walk. All over the coast, all over Hot 91.1.
Love where you live, but not your home? Then talk to the rebuild specialists at GJ Gardner Home Sunshine Coast, Noosa and Gympie. They can help you knock down and rebuild, subdivide or even build a second home on your property. It's just another reason why GJ Gardner was voted Queensland's